in conversation with Fatima and Farhana about the awakening of spirituality.
So, Fatima, it's just amazing how there's a large-scale awakening taking place at this moment, and most of people don't know about it. Have you ever felt something different, something weird, something that you can't control, something that's making you feel as if you're in the wrong space and the wrong place and the wrong time?
I think this awakening, I don't think it's something that we recognize. We don't understand when it's happening, the feelings that we're going through. Maybe, it could be a sense of emptiness. It could be a sense of, but I'm living my life, I'm achieving what I think I want to achieve, but I'm so busy, but still you have this feeling of emptiness inside, as if something is really missing from you. And sometimes you find yourself in situations that other people would love to be in, but then you realize that you don't actually belong there. And perhaps that's a form of awakening. And this awakening is a very spiritual awakening. And I think that the first thing we need to do is to recognize that there is a difference between being religious and being spiritual. And when we are religious, then we are fulfilling our injunctions that are ordained upon us, which we must do. But being spiritual means being more connected, to your creator, and connected to yourself and to your own soul and your own purpose, and understanding why we are here and where we belong and where we want to go and what our end goal is.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that, because most of the clients that come in during the facilitation program and mentoring program are having the same problem, the same situation which they have to deal with, and it's something that's recurring. And if you don't deal with it immediately, the cycles are going to just keep getting bigger. So it's simply something that makes you feel every morning when you wake up, you want to go back to sleep. Because even though you have a job and you have a family, you just don't want to deal with it anymore. So it's pushing everybody into a corner to find out something more about themselves, so something that they can do or change within themselves. And therefore, you'll find more videos coming out all the time about this great grand consciousness that is trying to reach out to us. So do you have an understanding? Have you heard anyone ask or talk about something like that?
I have, and I think also when we reflect on our own experiences and we reflect on our own growth and our own spiritual journey, then we can see that when we are being tested, then we are actually being pushed towards a lesson that we need to learn. And for as long as we do not learn the lesson that we need to learn, we will keep being tested.
Did you know that something like this starts when you're very young? I spoke to a friend the other day, and she told me her little girl was having problems making friends. And her little daughter told her that nobody wanted to be her friend. But that is actually divine intervention, where the child is being pushed more towards noticing herself and recognizing herself and realization. And it's happening to much more a smaller age group, which means that the deep consciousness is reaching to her. The youth, the new generation, people who are actually supposed to be the new thinkers. But do you have an idea what the new thinkers are supposed to do?
I think with the new thinkers or the younger generation, we question a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We question a lot. And in questioning, we not only find the answers to intellectual questions, but sometimes we find the answers to spiritual questions. And we find the missing puzzle piece, as I like to call it, because you feel like, you always feel something's missing. And the more you ask and the more you reflect and the more you research and the more you delve into your own spirituality, you eventually find that missing puzzle piece. And the whole irony of it is that the missing puzzle piece was never missing. It was always there.
What was your missing puzzle piece, just in case somebody wants to understand that?
My missing puzzle piece was myself.
Okay.
It was finding myself and finding my own purpose and my own direction in life, and also accepting myself for who I am, loving myself for who I am, and understanding that no matter what we've been through and no matter what trials and tribulations we've faced, it's all to shape us into the person that we are meant to be. And to find that position of who am I in this world? What is my purpose in this world? What makes me unique or different to the next human being? That is a journey that every single one of us has to undergo. And I think for as long as we do not ask ourselves that question, and as long as we do not discover our purpose, we are always going to feel as if something is missing.
Yes, and most people are not accepting that it's actually happening to them immediately. It's as if an old consciousness is tired of the new generation wanting to feed off it, and it's literally pushing the newer generation out of it. Therefore, the younger children are now spiraling all over, unsure of who they are and what it is they're supposed to do at this point. And they do not know what the connection point is.
I think this is where it's very important for mentoring, and it's very important to have a spiritual guide, as well as an academic or intellectual guidance as well, because I feel that the youth, we are not only attracted towards understanding things on a spiritual level, but we also want to understand things first and foremost on an academic level. Because if we can't understand things on an academic level, we cannot make sense of it on a deeper level. Mm. And I think that's where being widely read comes in, but we need to be careful what we read as well. And we need to have some sort of guidance regarding what we need to read and when we need to read it. And some sort of guidance in also understanding things that we may find confusing. And whatever we do, I think it's very important to link whatever you learn academically to your own religious beliefs and your own religious understanding, so that you actually strengthen your religious bond. You actually strengthen it, and it makes you understand the way that everything works. For me, on a personal level, after I read academically, I made more sense of my religion. On a religious level and on a spiritual level, it made much more sense to me, after experiencing things from a Western perspective, which is funny, because when you eventually put the pieces together, you realize that this Eastern knowledge and this religious knowledge is actually where the Western knowledge came from in the first place.
Yes. It's actually something far more greater that is trying to happen to the people, and they are unaware of it, therefore they are unable to latch onto it. It reminds me of the time when I was little, and I actually want to bring this to the attention of the other parents, the younger parents out there. I was at a very small age questioning God, and did he really exist? And if he did live in the sky and had a throne in the sky, how is it that I couldn't see it? And why is it that we couldn't reach? And I think probably other parents don't realize their children are already probably questioning the same thing. And that could account for the irritation or they're not being satisfied, because most of the time when we lack one thing, we show it in another manner. So that could also be the restlessness amongst the children, and the restlessness amongst the adults is that they do not have the knowledge that's going to link them onto the new consciousness.
I think any young parent will attest to this, that the knowledge of the little children today at say 5 or 6 years old is what we may have experienced at 10 or 11 or 12 years old. I was with a group of teachers the other day, and they said, have you recently walked into a grade 3 classroom? And if you did, you would think you were in a grade 7 classroom, because the questions that the learners are asking, the type of conversation that they are engaging in, the way they're challenging the teachers, is actually becoming a bit problematic. And the reason it's becoming problematic is because the generation that is, the older generation, they are not equipped with the skills
exactly
to deal with the questions of this younger generation. Mm-hmm. This younger generation is not just advanced in a technological manner.
Yeah.
They are also advanced in a very spiritual state. They are actually more advanced than the older generation. They ask questions. They want to know. They want to experience the deeper understanding of things. They want to know the reason behind things.
Mm.
This younger generation, they're not just blind followers.
Yes,
they want reasons.
Yeah.
Things need to make sense to them. And I think that this is where, as consider ourselves the older generation, we need to ask ourselves this question, that how do we then guide the younger generation so that they do not veer off the path?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have questions that remain unanswered, then you're going to start looking for the answers on your own.
Yeah.
And that is a bit of a dangerous path.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to guide the younger generation, we need to educate ourselves, and we need to have a broader understanding, and we need to be open towards new ways of understanding of traditional knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, if we don't open it out to our children, they're not going to find their way out. So, I think for the younger generation, moral stories are just about what they need. And the older generation need to find out more about civilization, where we came from and where we're heading towards.
I think it's very important for the younger generation to understand where we are going and what our goals are, not just as individuals, but as a community. We need to understand that. And we need to also understand in the world where we fit in.
Yeah, exactly. So if everybody doesn't attach themselves to the divine consciousness that's waking you up, you're going to be in great trouble.
My coffee is cold. I think I need to drink this coffee.
And I need a cup myself. Okay.